Zena Murray, you know, I say this about other people who own businesses, and I say they're the chief cook and bottle washer, but you're kind of literally the chief cook and bottle washer.
Well, you've seen me bottle washing over here, so
yeah.
You know, you've had firsthand knowledge.
And Zena Murray is with the Logan Square Kitchen, which is, as I described earlier, a shared use space in Logan Square on Milwaukee Avenue. And where to begin? Because I was putting this together on my website. And if you want to see all the information, go to MikeNovak.net, this week's show. And I kind of lay it out there, and there's lots of links and lots of articles. Let's start at the beginning. What you started this facility, but from the get-go, you've had problems with the city of Chicago, right?
That's correct. And I would say that any innovative business idea is always going to have a challenge helping folks understand, helping regulators understand what it's about. But every politician will stand in front of our building and say, this is a wonderful idea. It helps people start their own businesses. It's an economic engine for our community. It's a wonderful vessel for food entrepreneurship and creativity. But regulators who are not elected, that are appointed and actually regulate in City Hall, are the places where we've really had the difficulty.
And the difficulty, you've had several, because for a while what you were dealing with was licensing problems, which is to say you have a license for the space, but then every new business that came in had to go to City Hall to get a license. But City Hall would say, no, there's already a license for that space. And that was the first problem. And that was more or less cleared up, wasn't it, by an ordinance that's going to go into effect in September?
September 1st, a shared kitchen user ordinance will take effect. I was at the table helping to work on this law, but I have to say that I think it's discriminatory to pass a law that regulates two businesses out of 23,000 food businesses in Chicago, and there's only two shared kitchens.
And there were three. What happened to the other one?
The other one closed.
Because it's too difficult to do this?
I haven't spoken to that owner. I can't speculate, but I just know that my potential clients are calling me that used to be there and saying that kitchen's no longer available. But I think that right now, because licensing has decided on how to regulate food entrepreneurs in our space, we're subjected to a lot more health inspections than any other type of food facility. So we've had 19 in 2 years. We've had 11 health inspections in 2011, so 11 inspections in 8 months. And we did suffer a punitive health inspection on August 2nd, and I was in the administrative hearings building contesting that $500 ticket last Thursday. And I found out something very interesting that I didn't know about administrative hearings. It looks like a court, and it acts like a court. There's a judge. You take an oath to tell the truth. You testify. There's evidence. There's witnesses. But the justice for the citizen got misplaced somewhere. I got a ruling in my favor that I didn't have to pay a fine, but when I asked for this groundless health inspection to be replaced with a clean health inspection that I must by ordinance post in my place, I was told that I couldn't get one, that I need to go back to the health department for that. So I'm taking some steps to get some remedies, and I'm going to talk to the commissioner of the health department and the president of the Board of Health tomorrow. And in response to everything I've learned in the last 2 weeks, I've actually started a petition at change.org on 5 steps to transform the Chicago Department of Public Health. And it's 5 simple things they can do to really make that department more effective, to make sure we use our resources to make our city safer and healthier for everybody. And then I've also announced on that website this morning and here on your show for the first time that moving forward, all of the Logan Square Kitchen health inspections are going to be parties. We're going to invite the public to all of them. And so the next time we have a health inspection here, there's going to be coffee and pastries, and any restaurateur, any food entrepreneur that wants to see a health inspection, any media, everybody's welcome to come to our health inspections and watch.
That is awesome.
That's a great idea.
It is. You want transparency? We'll give you transparency here. Let's put it right out in the open. And you went through all this very fast, but I want to go back over a little bit. You said that you had an inspection, and again, I think folks listening need to know and hear the facts again that Xena and the Logan Square Kitchen have had 19 inspections in the past 2 years, 11 this year alone. The average restaurant has 2 per year. So something's going on there. Now, either they're really confused or something else is going on and they have, you know, a little chip on their shoulder towards the Logan Square Kitchen. Who knows? I mean, I'm just going to say I don't know. All I know is that there have been 11 inspections this year. And as you've pointed out to me before, there are some 30-plus inspectors in the city.
33.
Is that the exact number?
Yeah, based on the latest Freedom of Information Act request I filed, I have 33 on the organizational chart.
And that says something there, too, that you have to file a Freedom of Information Act just to find out how many inspectors are in the city of Chicago. This, Mr. Emanuel, this is not transparency, really. So there's 33 inspectors, and how many restaurants in the city?
Well, I know that there's over 22,000 food licenses in the city that require inspection. So they're divided into 3 categories depending on their risk. So, mm-hmm. So Category 1 facilities, which are the highest risk facilities, per ordinance are to be inspected twice a year, and we fall into that category.
So if you're getting inspected 11 times during the year, it means somebody out there, one of the 22,000 facilities, is probably getting under-inspected, which is not a good use of taxpayer dollars, if you ask me.
Well, if you do the math on the inspections that are required to be made, 2 times in a high-risk facility, once a year in medium and once every other year in the low, you don't have enough inspectors to inspect all those places. And so you don't inspect everything because there's a foodborne illness outbreak, there's a new restaurant, there's all sorts of once in a while these people get to take a vacation and spend time with their families. So we don't have enough inspectors to really cover the ground that they have to. They have an enormous task on their hands. And the reason we get inspected so much is not really been a health department decision, it's been a Department of Business Affairs licensing decision that they've decided that it's a requirement to receive a business license at this address for any of our clients that they be inspected here. And the practices in the health department really focus on the building and the facility and not necessarily on food process at this point.
So that's interesting because whenever they come in to do an inspection, there's no food processing going on, right?
Not for the licensee that's getting inspected. Whenever anyone has their license inspection, their very first inspection to get their food license in Chicago, the inspector really comes in and inspects the facility, and the licensee doesn't have any food product usually in the space at that time,
mm-hmm.
and there isn't any discussion about process. There's a lot of focus on plumbing, on refrigeration, and make sure it's working properly.
And you would think that they could figure that out the first time they come in, or the time they came in 6 months ago. But all right, and you talk about you had an inspection on August 2nd.
Correct.
And excuse me, the city. Why do you say it's punitive? That's what I would ask.
Well, it was a routine license inspection for a new client. We have them quite often. My inspector arrived, and shortly after my inspector arrived, his supervisor arrived. And she's new to this area. She had not been at our kitchen before. And I didn't know she was coming, but I didn't have any issue with that. So we went through our regular inspection of the facility, and we got into the basement, and another client of mine owns and maintains a freezer downstairs, and the freezer was in need of some cleaning and defrosting, and it was an absolutely fair and correct call that the supervisor made on that freezer. And at that time she said, well, because this freezer's in this shape, this completely unrelated business isn't going to get her license today. And I said, this new catering company is never going to be in this freezer, is working in a completely different part of the building. I don't believe her license should be held up or delayed because of a different business's issue. She said, well, I understand you feel that way, but my decision is standing. So I called her boss down in City Hall during the inspection and said, listen, we have this situation. It's never come up before in a shared kitchen. I think this catering business should get their license. It's not related to them. We're going to correct it. It's not so serious that she's ordering us to shut the unit off or anything. So he said, well, let me talk to her. So they had a private conversation, and after they got off the phone, she said, well, we're not going to inspect for the catering company's license anymore. We're inspecting you, Logan Square Kitchen. She ordered the inspector back in my kitchen and told them to start taking covers off my ice machine. And they went back through and wrote me up for three violations that were groundless and made it really clear that you dare question my decisions or you're going to suffer some consequences.
And what's interesting about that, because I was in court there on Thursday when you presented that to the judge. The judge looked at the photographs, listened to your arguments, and said, yeah, you're right, these are baseless, so I'm going to remove the fine. But as you pointed out, that's only partial justice. The fact that you don't have to pay the fine is great. The fact that you don't have to appeal this and waste more of your time is wonderful. But you still have on record that you were in violation on August 2nd. So you wanted the city, or you want the city to come back and reinspect so you can have a clean bill of health.
Well, I don't think they need to reinspect me to issue me a clean report. My facility was fine, but right now I have to post. By law, I have to post my most recent inspection that says I have inadequate food protection in my facility. And this involved an ice machine that wasn't even turned on at the time. If you can, I mean, this is how far people have to reach to find something wrong in my place. So not only does that sully the reputation of the kitchen because I have to have that posted publicly, but every client that wants to participate in a farmer's market or a neighborhood festival is requested by those events producers to provide a copy of our most recent health inspection. So every time they submit this, you know, we have to have a meeting because there's these violations, and rightly so, the people organizing these events say, hey, what's going on at your place? Why do you have these violations? Tell me what the status is of this. Has this stuff been corrected? So there's a lot of time being taken up, and there's a lot of energy, and there's a poor reflection on me and my clients that has been caused by the health department that is completely unfair.
So you got to the point where you said, enough, and as you put on your blog, you're fed up. I mean, you use those words. And you're trying to change the culture at City Hall, certainly in the Department of Public Health, and you've got the petition, and you can sign on to the petition by going to my website, MikeNovak.net, or you can go to...
Just go to change.org and search Chicago Health, and it'll pop right up.
Well, I'm trying to make it easy for them, at least for the people who listen to my show, but you're right. You can go to change.org and type in Logan Square Kitchen. Is that what you would put?
I would just search in Chicago Health, and it'll be the first petition that pops up.
Chicago Health. Or you can go to my website and go to this week's show, and I've got the link there. And you want to you say you're offering five ways to make the Chicago Department of Public Health more efficient and accountable. Including local food should be represented on the Chicago Board of Health, the local food community, currently consisting of doctors and lawyers. That's interesting that the Board of Health consists of doctors and lawyers. You say public health will benefit greatly from the perspective of those working in the local food system. You want food safety division of the Department of Public Health to have fresh, qualified leadership, a person with a strong moral compass and food business background to serve a changing and vital sector of the economy. And to do that, you want to get suggestions from successful food businesses and restaurants. So you're saying that, is it that there are no people who have food industry experience on that board?
Well, the head of the food safety division in the health department right now is a temporary acting director, and he's been temporary for, I think, about 18 months, and he's a doctor. And he doesn't have any food business background. And his boss, who I was working on the shared kitchen ordinance with, had no food business background. He had been at the CTA prior to working on the shared kitchen ordinance, and he's now gone and in the Department of Buildings. So he's one of those political appointees that just rotates departments.
There's a lot of that in the city of Chicago.
Well, here's the thing, is that if you get the right people and the right jobs, you don't have to do anything else. You know, fire the people that aren't getting the job done and get good people in there and support them and let them make decisions as they see fit. If you get the right people in the right places, even with stretched resources, we have a much safer city in terms of foodborne illness, safer, cleaner restaurants. Our resources are allocated in a way that helps reduce the risk of people getting sick in restaurants. And so the other part of this is to add an ombudsman function in the health department so that there is some place where I can go for a remedy, besides, Circuit Court and Daly Plaza.
We're talking to Zena Murray, who is the owner of Logan Square Kitchen. What we hope you do, if you're listening to the show and we're putting it on Facebook, let's get that link right now, Heather, on Facebook, so people can go to the Mike Novak Show and sign the petition to change the culture at the Department of Public Health. Your goal is to get 23,000 signatures, which is pretty much the number of facilities that are inspected in the city of Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's just the number of food licenses that it's a little under that, but I want to get one signature for every food license in the city. I mean, I think that's a sort of a symbolic goal. I really hope we just blow that out of the water.
Me too. So we're starting now. You just put it up a couple of days ago. I want people listening now. I want people who are on Twitter and on Facebook. Heather's posting all of this right now, and we're going to get people to sign the petition, and let's get this thing rolling, and maybe we can get the city to be a little more reasonable when it comes to the Logan Square Kitchen. And I know about it because you generously allowed the Chicago Recycling Coalition to come in and have our benefit there the other week. Your place is spotless. This is what people told me. They love it. It's a benefit to the community. It's a small business that should succeed. And we talk all the time. People give lip service to the idea of helping small businesses succeed. And this is not a way to do it, it seems, right now.
Well, I think one of the things that the Logan Square Kitchen does is it supports the economy, the environment, and the food system all at the same time. And I'm a big believer in addressing problems at their cause, not addressing symptoms, which is why these five ways to transform the health department are really about transforming it in a way that makes it a dynamic, more dynamic, and more effective organization.
Well, Zena Murray, when you have your next inspection and party, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to invite all my friends, and we're going to have some fun and watch the city inspect your facility.
Well, I put a comment on the petition this morning that said there's no reason transparency can't be fun. People talk about transparency all the time. Well, let's make it fun.
Yeah, I like the idea. All right. Well, Zena, thanks so much once again for being on the show, and keep me posted. We'll have you on anytime you need to talk about it.
Oh, thanks so much, Mike. My pleasure.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.